Congressman. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
All right. I got to give you some props. Out of all the folks that we talked to, I would say Debbie Stabenow is number two, but to get access to someone who is part of the decision-making process is tough, but you've always been willing to come on the show, and you've been in studio before, and we appreciate that.
Well, I'm happy to do it, Tony, and look forward to continuing to do that as we move into 2011.
Well, it's been a pretty good time period here for you. You got reelected, and you got married, and you got a new car that was built in Lansing, and things are going pretty good for you, aren't they?
Well, I got to tell you this. I there was a new car purchased. My wife got the car, and I got the payment book. So that makes her a lot smarter than me.
Well, let's talk about some great challenges happening in Washington, D.C. Let's get the latest on the package of bills that seemed like that we had several bills that were important, and now we have a big conglomerate of bills. So bring us up to date on where the Bush tax cuts are, where the death tax is, and where the extension of unemployment benefits are.
Yeah, and with all the talk of tax cuts, it's important, I think, for listeners to understand there are no tax cuts in this bill. What they're talking about is not raising taxes. Currently, under current law, taxes will go up for everybody starting on January 1st. And it's pretty substantial in all categories. So what we're kind of all hashing out here is how do we stop those tax increases and then the philosophical differences that lie in between. So where we have it today, that there was a deal struck between the Republicans and the president that unemployment insurance is extended and that tax relief goes for everybody, gets extended for another 2 years. So there would be no tax increases for at least 2 years on any working American. And again, the rationale for that is if you're a small, and the $250,000 and above disproportionately hits small business owners who don't necessarily get to take home all that money. And so what we were saying is at this time in the economy, when you want businesses to grow and employ people, you don't want to take that money away from them and send it to Washington, D.C.
Is that currently lined at making $5 million or less? Is that where the cutoff line is for that, or is that for just everybody?
No, you're talking about the tax relief. It's for everybody, but I think what you're talking about is the death tax debate is at what level should they set the number for a 35% tax rate. And what it does is when you pass away and you have an estate, let's say you have lots of farmland, then they take the whole value of the farmland, and then if it exceeds $5 million, then you pay anything over $5 million, you pay 35% if you're the recipient of it. And, you know, one of the big concerns in the agriculture community and the small business community is you can get assets up to $5 million pretty quickly. It doesn't mean you're worth $5 million. You know, you need that land to farm in order to earn a living. And so it was causing the destruction of small farms because you can imagine, and it was at a 55% tax rate. So you're the son and you've worked the farm with your parents your whole life and they pass away and they give you the farm to keep working. And the government comes in and says, that's great, but we get 55% of it now. Most of those farmers couldn't handle it, and they ended up breaking up the farm. So I argue the death tax is not a fair tax anyway, but I think the agreement we're going to get is somewhere between $3.5 million and $5 million at about somewhere between 35 and 45%. And that's not something I would really like to see, but in a sense of moving forward and putting a little certainty in the economy, I would agree to it in the short term.
Geez, a guy can't even leave the earth without having
exactly
everything he worked for taken from him. That does seem to be unfair.
That's my whole argument. I think Americans at the very base of it believe in fairness. And, you know, they'll always talk about these billionaires who leave estates, and that's great, but that's not the volume they're talking about. They're talking about small business owners who have worked their whole lives, built a business, and by the way, paid taxes on all the money they've earned up to that point. Then they die, and they say, I want you to take over this business. And the government comes in and whacks them with a 55% of all the value of the property and the of the business. And that's, to me, just seems fundamentally unfair because it doesn't allow the next generation to keep their feet on the ground and have multi-generational businesses. And it just doesn't seem fair that if they built it, paid taxes on it, you know, it's not like they got off scot-free, and then the next guy that wants to take it over ends up losing it because the government has such a high tax rate on it.
Congressman, interesting aspect. I try to avoid labels, but every once in a while it comes up. You're a Republican, but I find it interesting that you have voted in the past to extend unemployment benefits. Obviously, Michigan needs them. I had someone get in my ear a couple days ago and wanted me to ask you, why is it that someone who has had unemployment benefits for a year or two or even more, why should they get more benefits? Because there are some jobs out there. There are folks who have opportunities to take other jobs that may be paying less or doing things that they don't want to do. But why should the government keep supporting these people?
Well, remember, unemployment is an insurance plan. And I do think there has to be an end to the benefits. It cannot become an entitlement program. But given the severity of the recession and where we are at in mid-Michigan, given the fundamental change and all of the uncertainty that was put into the economy, quite frankly, with all the new taxes and rules and regulations, I thought it was only fair that we extend it until we could get some certainty back into the economy. So I agreed to this unemployment extension, and I supported them in the past for that very reason. And because we couldn't work it out back here, and we couldn't figure out, the Democrats at that time who were in charge couldn't figure out how to pay for it, they just wanted to add it to the debt, I didn't think that debate should cost somebody who's sitting at their kitchen table wondering if they're going to be able to pay their mortgage at the end of the month because they're on unemployment and they're running out. So I argued that was an investment we needed to make in ourselves. I do think they have to come to an end so that we can get the economy back rolling, get people back to work. So I think what you're going to see is this is probably the last extension that we're going to see for people who are at 99 weeks, which is a very, very long time.
A federal ruling has set the stage for either repeal or a revamp for reforms on health care. I wanted to get your take on that, as you call it, bloated health law.
Yeah, I think the Virginia ruling should be, hopefully, the Washington folks heard it, because that's what the American people were saying for months to Washington politicians, and they just weren't listening. Think about what that bill has done. For the first time in the history of this country, it said that the federal government is going to make you, your individual, whatever your listeners are, they have to buy a commercial product that the government approves for you, and you must buy it, and you must pay whatever price that the federal government determines you're going to pay for it. It's really unheard of, and it's I don't think it's constitutional. Clearly, the judge had a great ruling yesterday, and it was based on constitutional findings that's not constitutional. And I just think there's so many better ways. But I do think that's exactly what the American people have been screaming about and telling their politicians in Washington for almost a year. And they just weren't listening.
All right, Congressman, I have to get to a break. One last question for you. Any other important legislation going to get done before we get to 2011?
Boy, I don't see it. I think we're going to have to, get the budget paid for. There are some things that they have to do. But given the slowness of this tax bill, I just don't see anything huge until next year.
Thanks, Congressman.
Yeah, thanks.